In other yugas, it described what the austerities were, what the great austerities were, and Satyuga was living without air, and Treta Yuga was fasting without water, and then Dwapara Yuga was also fasting, and it's told in the Puranas that the greatest austerity, the Maha Tapasya, the Maha Vairagya, the greatest austerity in Kali Yuga is to go for one day without food. One day without food, because Kali Yuga is so degraded and the human bodies are so weak and the people's minds are so uncontrolled, it's impossible, these living without air and all these things. In each age it was described what the standard of tapasya was in Satyuga, the standard in Treta and Dwapara, and it was one. That's why you read about Jesus going 40 days in a desert without water. That was basically Dwapara Yuga. I mean, it was 2,000 years ago, but it was like Kali Yuga, but he was an exception. Jesus, not ordinary, a great yogi. But in different ages, it was like, what I mean to say is that in Satyuga, a yogi was able to maintain his life airs in his bones. He was able to give up all his flesh of his body and fix his life point inside his bones, like Hiranyakasipu. He was a great yogi. His life point was inside his bones. The Dichimoni, many, many sages and rishis, they could fix their life air in their bones. They could, no water, no food, no body, no skin, but bones. This is Satyuga. In Treta Yuga, they could live without water or food. No food or water, but they had flesh. They had to keep some flesh. But in Satyuga, the ants ate all of flesh away and they were living in the bones. So in Treta Yuga, they had to have flesh. They couldn't let the ants eat their flesh. They could go as long as, they couldn't give up their flesh. So they could go as long as they can go without food and water. They could still maintain their life without food or water, just with flesh. Maintain their life through breath, basically with breath. And then in Treta Yuga, it was they could live without maybe water or something, I forget.
Dwapara.
Huh?
Dwapara, you mean?
Dwapara Yuga, I mean to say. Now in Kali Yuga, you know, we can't live in our bones, and we can't live without food or water. And they could go for so long periods of time, years. I mean, Hiranyakashipu was 60,000 years in his bones, living 60,000. It's like, living inside, keeping your life air inside your bones for 60,000 years, that equals going one day without food in Kali Yuga. This is what I read in one book I read on austerities. This is how bad Kali Yuga is. That if you can, that's why people, oftentimes people say, oh, if I don't eat, I'll die. People say, if I don't eat, I'll die. And there's a story in the Ekadasi Mahatmya book where a guy died. You can read it. It's in the 24 Ekadasis. You can read it. I can show it to you. I have the book downstairs. Ekadasi Mahatmyam. And this guy, he was a king. He was a Kshatriya. And he was married to this lady. And the lady was going to visit her father-in-law. And he bought her husband. And she said, today is Ekadasi. And everyone in my father's kingdom fast. Nirjal. The animals fast. Everybody fast. And he said, oh my God, if I fast, I'll die. I mean, I have to eat. I'm a Kshatriya. I have to eat the 3 square meals or something. Can I drink water? You can't drink or eat. He said, I'm afraid I'm going to die. Well, anyway, you have to follow the fast. So he's following the fast. And this is in Kali Yuga, right? So all of a sudden, about 1 o'clock, he said, no, I can't make it. And he died. So it's auspicious. He died on the Ekadasi. So this is Kali Yuga. This is an example. He's not some shooter, some dingbat from New York or something, or from Punjab. He's a Kshatriya. He's a Kshatriya. He's a powerful person, and so healthy. He's healthy as a health freak, right? He's a Kshatriya. And not living in some stinky city, living in a fresh air, and living in the beginning of Kali Yuga, fresh air, no air pollution, all the junk and all the stuff and everything polluted. And he died without food for one day, not even one day. There's a half a day or whatever. Not even one day, maybe 18 hours or something, right? Sunrise to 1 o'clock. Wasn't 24 hours. He died. So this is proof of my point, that it's such a great austerity. That's why people say, to live without food for one day, I'll die. People, and that's a fact, they will. So if someone can do that, if they give up food and just drink water for one day, that's a huge maha maha tapasya. It's super, super duper yogi. Then if you can give up food and water, it's like, my God, the demigods start trembling. And what is this guy? The guy is like Aranyakashipu. You know, he's like, he's inside his bones for 60,000 years. I don't know what he's trying to do. Take over Indraloka, Chandraloka, Satyaloka. What's he going to do? And they all come down to see, what's he doing? What's going on here? Oh, all he wants is to chant Shuddha Nam. Oh, gee, let's get out of here. Get your flower airplanes. And they just patch out of there and get back to Indraloka. He's a stupid guy. He's giving up food and water like some Mahayogi. And all he wants is to chant Shuddha Nam. What a jerk, man. What's he going to get from Shuddha Nam? No heaven, dancing girls, no. What is this? You know, he just goes back to the spiritual world and gets to become a slave for Krishna. That's like, that guy's a nut, you know. So this is the thing. It's such a great austerity. You ask your relatives and you say, I did Nirjalika. What? And they'll faint on the spot. You're a nut. I'm calling a shrink right now. They take you to the psychiatric hospital. You've gone crazy. You're a Punjabi, you went one day without rajma? One day? Are you out of your mind? You're off the will. I'm signing you out. You're out of it. You know, what is, you're a disgrace to the Punjab nation. You've gone an entire day without rajma. I'm calling your mother, your grandmother, your jiju, your mama, your masi, your bua, everybody. I'm telling them, you're a disgrace. You don't even use my last name anymore. You change your name. You change your name and get out from here. One whole day, 24 hours without rajma. This is a capital sin. Then if you happen to say you didn't drink water either, then it's, forget it. It's absolute abnegation. You're destroyed. You're nashed. You're a nutcase. So this is the great thing that by the association of devotees, anything's possible. Saru sangha, saru sangha, sarva shastra hoy, lavamatra saru sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. By one moment's association with a saintly person, you can attain all perfection, sarva siddhi. Perfection for us is not mystic yoga, anima siddhi, lagima siddhi, prapti siddhi. It's not any of these mystic cities. Become lighter than lightest, heavier than heaviest. Become smaller than anima city. Become so small you can enter into the atom, enter into someone's body. This is not our desire. Our desire is the perfection, the prem seva of Radharani. This is nothing more than to become a Palyadasi, a protected maidservant of Srimati Radharani and her sakhi, and her her group of sakhis. Under the guidance of Lita and Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, not Guru Sakis. We don't want anything more. It's a big thing. It's a more thing. It's a most thing. It's not a more thing. We don't want more. We want most. The mostest of the mostest. This is the topmost thing. And this is the divine contribution that Mahaprabhu has given us. Radhadasyam. This is the great gift of Mahaprabhu. We say Gopi, Bhartu, Padakamali, or Dasan, or Dasan, or Das. But this is a trick. Everyone in ISKCON, Bhakta Joe, he says, Gopi, Bhartu, Dasan, or Dasan, or Das. Every Bhakta knows that. He doesn't, even after 20 years, he doesn't know the other three lines of the verse. He only knows the last line. Gopi, Bhartu, Padakamali, or Das, Dasan, or Das. He doesn't know Naham Vipro, Nacha, Nirapatir, Napivaishan, Lakshudjan, Naham Pari, Nacha, Grihapata, Patirna Vanashto Yatirva, Kentu, Prodyan, Nikala, Paramananda, Purnabritav there, Gopi Bhartu, Padakamalir, Das and Das, Das, Das and Das. He said, I don't know about that stuff, I know about this stuff. So Bhakti Joe is in Gopi Bhav. But what he doesn't know is Vyakaran. He doesn't know Vyakaran, he doesn't know grammar. Because this verse is a trick. This verse is a trick is spoken by Mahaprabhu. He spoke this verse in Puri in front of Jagannath. He spoke four shlokas when he came to offer pranams in front of Jagannath, Rajendra Nandan, Shamsundar Krishna. And he said this, he says, "What?" He's standing there. Who is he? He's Radharani. He's in Radhabhav. And he says, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. That's the first verse that he chanted. He folded his hands and stood in front of Jagannath before Rathiyatra. Before he was bringing Brajendra Nandan to Gundicha Vrindavan, taking him from Dwarka, from Kurukshetra. He chanted this verse. And then he chanted Jananivas. He chanted a verse, a long verse, Bhagavatam verse from the 87th chapter of Bhagavatam. Something about Jananivas. The word there is Jananivas. And then he chanted, that was the second thing he chanted. Then the third thing he chanted is Naham Vipro Nacha Narpitin. He's chanting, I am not a Brahmin. Oh, Brajendranandan Chandrasundar, I'm not a Brahmin. I'm not a Kshatriya. I'm not a Vaishya. I'm not a Shudra. I'm not a Brahmachari. Not a Grihastha. Not a Vanaprastha. I'm not a sannyasi. What am I? I'm Gopi Bhartu Padakamalir Das 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 Das. But most people don't know grammar. This is a trick. This is Lord Chaitanya is hiding. Because Lord Chaitanya is in Radhabhav. Radharani speaking that verse. Radharani spoke to Shikshastakam. It says, Mat Prananatastu Sanivanapara. You're my Prananath. So that Radharani speaking, how can she say Das Das Das? How can a female be a Das? Female is a dasi. A male is a das. And Gopi Bhartu, what is Gopi Bhartu? What does Bhartu mean? Bhartu means the Lord, the master of the gopis. It doesn't say Gopa. It doesn't say Gopa Bhartu. If it was Gopa Bhartu, this is a trick. This is a faux pas. It's actually a mistake of Sanskrit. It should say Gopa Bhartu Das Das Das. Bhartu means the Lord, the master. Bhartu. The Lord of the gopas. I'm a servant of the servant of the Lord of the gopas. But it says Gopi Bhartu. The Lord of the gopis, there's no dasas that are serving the gopis. The only servants of the gopis are dasis. So even Bhakta Joe, he doesn't even know it, but he's training up in Gopi Bhav. Because he's saying, I want to be a dasi of a dasi of a dasi of the Lord of the gopis. This is what this verse means. And who's saying it? Lord Chaitanya, Radharani is saying this in front of Brajendranandan Shyamasundar. So Radharani is not saying, I want to be a das. Like the ISKCON, it's the funniest thing. In India, my Indian friends love it. They love it to death. When Western ISKCON ladies, they go up to some lady and say, Haribo Prabhu. And because I'm only with Indians all the time. They say, what? Hey, Maharaj, did you hear what she said? I said, I heard what she said. This lady went up to this other lady and said, Haribo Prabhu. Prabhu means man. It means masculine. And she should say Didi, Didi, hey Didi. Because the deity's female, respectable term for a female. And they laugh like anything. And they're laughing at him. And the ladies are like, look over at me, like, what are your Indian friends all laughing at me for? I say, ooh, doo, 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 doo. Because, for them, it's the funniest thing they ever heard. There's two ladies greet each other. It's like you met some lady, some guy goes, oh, hi, lady, how you doing? And say, hey, well, yeah, I'm not a lady. You go, hey, man, how you doing? How's it going, man? How's it going, hey, man? Hey man, how's it going? You don't say, hey lady, how's it? You say, hey, what do you crack, you jerk? You say, Haribo Prabhu. You ever said that? I don't, you don't know, but you're Indian. But all these Western ladies, they go to one lady, Haribo Prabhu. In Mayapur. In Mayapur. It's standard ISKCON everywhere. You know why it started? It started with Prabhupada, because he said, you should think that the other devotees are your Prabhus. But Prabhupada was speaking, he's masculine, so he's saying like this. He's saying, you should not think that when you go up to I can show you the lecture, I've heard the lecture. You should always be Trinadapi, humble, and you should always serve the other devotees. You should think the other devotees are your Prabhus. You should think the other devotees are your Prabhus, they're your masters. So you should go to them, you don't say, Oh Prabhu, please shine my shoes. This is the analogy Prabhupada says. You go to the, oh Prabhu, please shine my shoes. He said, this is not the Prabhu means he's your master. Prabhu means your master. You should go, Prabhu, please let me shine your shoes. Because Prabhupada was noticing amongst his disciples that they were like lording it over to each other. Rather than becoming a servant of the servant, they were like, oh Prabhu, oh Haribo Prabhu, can you wash my clothes today? Oh Prabhu, can you save me some prasadam? I have to go downtown. Can you cook for me? I don't feel good. This is not the mood. The mood is the other way around. So that this is the lecture. So the ladies heard that. They're there. This is 1966. Oh, we should all think of all their devotees as Prabhus. And we should serve the Prabhus. So from 1966 until 2006, all the ladies in ISKCON, they go, Haribo Prabhu. They couldn't understand what Prabhupada was saying. Because he can't make two lectures, one for the his and her lectures. Because generally in grammar, we use the pronoun his. We used to. Now they say his/hers. If you look in all books from America, it says his/her. His, hers, unisex language or whatever it is.